Clemmons.
Here.
Clifford.
Here.
McGuire.
Here.
Versailles.
Here.
Store. Hushpotty. Howard.
Present. Need approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
So for discussion or correction. Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Need approval of the minutes for August the 2nd.
So moved.
Second.
Open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. No public participation. Any communication from the committee? Okay. Need approval of the county and township motor fuel tax claim for August 2019.
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second, so for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, next thing is county engineer's report.
Okay, items 8 to 9 are separate projects, but they kind of go together being that they're on the same road and they're only a half a mile from one another. But we have two bridges up on Dewey Fisher Road, south of 136. One's a mile and the other one's a mile and a half or so south. We put them on hold back when we redid Dewey Fisher Road because I didn't want to make everybody mad out there twice in 2 years because traffic was interrupted. But they're to the point now we can't continue to keep them on hold. We got Ballard's on the east side of one of those because the beam is failing so badly that they don't want any traffic load on that outside beam. So we definitely need to get these things replaced. Like to do them both at the same time in the same year so that they're done. We don't disrupt traffic in two successive years. So we have item 8, which is the Northerly Bridge. A resolution appropriating $1 million from county motor fuel tax funds for the replacement of that structure. That's the wrong one. It's $1 million,
yep.
Too.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry. The first one is $1 million, too. So that's item 8. And then item 9 is $1 million. And these both, back in 2012 or 2013, we appropriated county bridge funds. But we don't have enough county bridge funds to do $2.25 million worth of work in any given year. And with the increase in the motor fuel tax coming, as I said in the last meeting, I'm going to focus some of that money into getting our structures up to snuff because we have a lot of 1960, 1970 age structures that are in need of replacement. So I would ask for approval of those two resolutions for those projects on County Road 1.
I move both in block. Second.
Okay, it's open for discussion. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
We have a bridge on County Highway 11, Flatville Slab. We did two of these bridges a couple years ago. All of these bridges, I believe, were built under the same contract back in the 70s, and they were all failing, but we didn't have enough money to do all three of them at the time, so we're coming back and catching the last one. Hope that we can do this next year. Sometimes the way things move through the state, particularly through the Environmental Services group, they get held up, but hopes that we would do this next year. You'll see it there. It's west of Flatville, about a mile and a half. The substructure is in decent shape, so we're going to go ahead and leave that alone and just replace the superstructure, but it is a three-span bridge. So we're going to take the old pre-stressed, precast concrete deck beams off of it, and we'll put a new steel beam concrete deck structure on top of the existing substructure. And that will come out of county bridge funds, and estimated at around $750,000 for the replacement of that superstructure.
Jeff, can you use those beams, or the what you take off? Can you use them anywhere else, like instead of culverts or?
Typically, the reason we're taking them off is because they're totally shot.
Okay.
What happens in those old beams is there's not much cover on the steel. Mm-hmm. The way they were built back in the 70s, they tried to make them as cheap as possible because that was the way to build bridges back then, because it was kind of like a putting together a, you know, a Lincoln log set. Mm-hmm. So the corrosion gets underneath, it gets into the strands, which are at the bottom of the beam,
yep,
which are basically the ones that are in tension that are holding the beam up. And once you start seeing a lot of corrosion on those, they lose their ability to hold any kind of weight.
Okay.
So this bridge is currently not posted, but it is legal load only, so I can't let anybody go over it,
right,
overweight if they send in a permit. And typically the contractor just salvages the beams and takes them somewhere and crushes them up and, you know, uses them that way. So no, they're not really reusable.
So this bridge is going to be completely closed?
Yes, definitely completely closed.
Have we moved this yet for discussion?
So moved.
Second. Okay.
Now we have.
Okay. Chris.
Thank you. Did I hear you correctly to say that it's the environmental stuff that holds up the project?
Yeah, there's IDOT has to go you have to go through a cultural, which means they have to go out and do a survey and dig around and see if they find any artifacts.
Right.
And then they have to look for birds and bees and bats and fish and turtles and shells.
Well, the environmental, the preliminary environmental safety analysis or, you know, is done here at the University of Illinois.
But it's contracted through IDOT.
Yes.
And IDOT downgraded their forces, which means they can't review them. So I believe even the people here who are doing those on their behalf lowered their workforce as well. So now we have less people doing the work. And obviously the need is not going down. So IDOT's telling us expect at least 6 months of review.
Really?
Yes.
And
for the cultural and the environmental.
I'll be dog. Well, yeah. I know.
So what we do is we basically, the first thing we do after we do the survey is we draw a box around the bridge and we make it big enough so that if we need right away, which we typically don't, it would be all encapsulated in that box. And that's the first thing I have the consultant do is send that out to the state and say, we need to start working on the environmental and the cultural compliances on this job. And, you know, if there's a tree that has certain types of bats in it that needs to come out because of the project, you got to take it down, you know, when it's not in their nesting season, which is early spring or very late fall. So if we don't get started in the early spring, then that pushes the job to the fall because we can't do anything. If we have birds that have made nests underneath the bridge, then we got to, you know, we got to do it outside of their nesting time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so there's all kinds of different things that can throw a monkey wrench into the process of trying to get these bridges done.
I'll tell you how I got rid of the birds. just get a big rock and
yeah,
put it up there.
I know.
And
well, they nest underneath.
That's what I do. Anything that kind of that can support that, I've just put a rock on it. Not that big, and no room for a nest.
I know,
but I'm intrigued. Why, when they cut back their workforce?
Yep, IDOT. I don't know. I mean, this was 6 months ago. They told us this. Bureau of Design and Environment, which is the bureau that has to oversee all this, way down on numbers, and so they just don't have the people. And then we said, well, so we asked, can we contract directly with the University of Illinois and not have you guys do it? It might cost us $5,000, but so what? We get the project done. They said no, because the U of I is going to down downgrade their workforce because of the work that we're giving to them, so there won't be anybody there to do it, even if you wanted to contract with them.
Doggone.
So there's no workaround, and they won't let anybody else do it. You know, you can't just hire an environmental company to go out there and do it on your behalf because they won't accept the findings from them.
Well, my understanding is that they found that the U of I people were faster and more complete than the consultants.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're less expensive than a consultant.
I'll be darned. Okay.
Yep, so that's what's going on with that. Fortunately, the first two that up there on County Highway 1, we've gone through all that because it was done years ago. So those are... Now we're just waiting for the Corps permit on that one, which can be a struggle sometimes too, getting a permit out of the Army Corps of Engineers to do a project. So, yep. That's why we try to get these going now for next year. We used to start designing them in November, December, January, and no problem. We'd have a March, April letting, we're good to go, but can't do business that way anymore. You got to get way out ahead of it.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
The next one is a petition requesting a resolution approving appropriations from the county bridge funds for a bridge in Tolona Township, Brad's Township, 010-4084. We have, so since I am on the executive committee for NACE and the Short Span Steel Bridge Alliance is a sponsor of NACE, they're looking to try to do a new type of structure in the state of Illinois and get approval from the state, and they needed somebody to do one, basically so that the state could go through the whole process of approval and get one physically built in the state of Illinois. The state has concurred that they will allow us to do that, so we are going to move ahead with that. They are to provide some of the materials at a much lesser cost than we would typically get materials. It's a tub girder, which is not new, but it's new to the state of Illinois as far as these types of bridges go. So it looks like a C on the bottom, and it's made out of steel, and they galvanize it, hot dip galvanize it, so it's there forever. There won't be any salt or any corrosion that gets into it. And then they put precast decking on top of that, and that precast decking comes from McCann's, which is a distributor here in Illinois. So those materials that go into that project, they're supposed to provide they haven't given me any number, but a much lesser cost than it would typically cost somebody to do a project like this, because it is quote unquote experimental in the state of Illinois. So I approached Brad because he has the perfect bridge. They were looking for a short bridge that didn't have any type of skew to it. We tried to do this down on County Road 13 for a box culvert we got down there, but it's at a pretty severe skew, and they didn't like the way that one was shaping up. So we're going to do a regular bridge down there, and we've jumped this experimental project to this project in Tolono Township. And I would hope, since this is out in the middle of nowhere, no offense.
I'm surprised you're doing it in that area with the township person you got to deal with.
I know. I would hope this one would go through relatively quickly, but with it being an experimental project, we'll see. I would hope we would be able to build this next summer. It'll be a 50-50 project because I don't want to use state money, because then that gets into all kinds of other stuff that we'd have to deal with on an experimental basis. So this will be a 50-50 project between the county and the township. We'll be paying for the engineering services, because the engineering services are a little bit unique on this project, because there's an engineering company up in Michigan that's doing the superstructure, which is the tub girders and the deck, and then I've hired a engineering company out of Springfield to do the rest of it, all the surveying and the substructure work. So it's kind of a unique package. The guys in Michigan are doing the work for free because they're part of this Short Span Steel Bridge Alliance. And then the guys in Springfield will be incorporating their design into the overall design of the bridge. Because trying to get somebody from another state to do a full-blown design in the state of Illinois is almost impossible because they don't know all the rules and regulations that go along with what you have to do in Illinois to get something done. So, would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution so we can move ahead with that job.
So moved. Second.
Madam Chair, I'm curious about the C-SPAN, or the secret. How will that, is there so many, any seismic studies of how that'll work?
They're thick. They're not thin.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, when you kind of start putting vibrations on right. there could kind of be some.
Oh, yeah. It's all approved through ASHDO and all the big bridge design people. It's just Illinois, for whatever reason, has never. Illinois' issue until recently has been, how do you inspect them? Because you got this tub girder underneath a precast deck and you can't see inside of it to see if there's any corrosion inside of it.
Make a camera in?
Well, they're going to put a little peephole in each of the tub girders so we can snake a camera in there if we need to. With them being hot dip galvanized up in Chicago, I don't think corrosion is going to be an issue, particularly for 100 years is what they're telling me. But
I hope you're right. And
me
I've
too.
Heard claims like this before. The landfill won't leak for a year. And it leaked in 3.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that the hot dip galvanized folks.
And that's the other reason why they want a short span, because those galvanizing tubs are only so long and they want to do it in one shot.
Oh yeah.
Instead of, you know, having to move it through the tub with a long girder.
Uh-huh.
So they actually hot dip them all in one shot. And yeah, they'll put a little inspection hole in each one that we can look up into if we ever need to.
Well,
they would put one, they can put one that's small so we can put a camera in there. They can put one that's a little bit bigger so you could actually stick your head up in there. I think I'm going to go with the small one, less intrusive.
Well, confined space, I get that. I don't want to be surprised by what you find.
Yeah.
I do think that, you know, inspecting, even if you have to use a camera, and it's inconvenient.
Yeah, but by the time we get to doing that, there's going to be some, you know, something you can just probably look through it with some kind of radar or something, I don't know, you know, or some kind of X-ray machine. By the time it gets to the point where we're going to have to worry about it. So I don't see that being an issue. But that was the state's original kind of shortcoming on the bridge. And
what other hot dip stuff do you use in?
This is the only thing as of now. They have galvanized rebar instead of epoxy coated rebar. It's a little bit more expensive, but I'm thinking about going to that on some of my future bridge projects, just because you take that rebar out on the job site and when they're handling it, sometimes that epoxy gets nicked.
Yep.
And they're supposed to touch it up, but the touch up stuff they use is not nearly as good as the stuff they put on it. And I've seen this hot dip galvanized stuff at a conference. They can bend it, pound on it, and it doesn't affect the integrity of the galvanized.
Thank you for elaborating on it, because I really did have some reservations about it.
Yeah, it's pretty tough stuff. I don't know what the thickness of the galvanized. There's some kind of spec on how thick it has to be. I don't know it off the top of my head, but I've seen it in action, and you can't damage this stuff. Stainless steel rebar, but then you're about 3 times what you're paying for regular old steel rebar that's coated. So nobody's really gone that direction yet, because it's just so darn expensive.
Well, I've even seen rust on stainless steel, and it.
Yeah.
I'm going to abstain for voting on this because my township.
Have we moved this one?
Yes. That's been
seconded. Okay. Good.
Ready to vote?
Okay, no more discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
We have another resolution that pertains to Tolono Township. This one's in our favor, not his, although I'm not sure about that. As you'll see on the map, kind of on the very back of your packet, there's a little road. If you've ever driven down Staley Road, there's that little Moraine View subdivision in that little road that services all those homes.
Oh, is that that one by the...
Excuse me. That used to be Staley Road until 30 years ago or so, when they realigned Staley Road and lined it up with the road going to the north. And they left this little strip of road for this subdivision, but there was never any jurisdictional transfer of any kind. It was just left within the right-of-way, and it was assumed to continue to be some kind of county road. Tolono Township for many, many, many years has been taking care of it without knowing that it was a county road, because it never really showed up on anybody's radar. But we come to find out it is still a county road and that the county should be maintaining it. So working with Brad, we've come to an agreement that the county will oil and chip it and do all the necessary drainage maintenance and that kind of thing to keep it in decent shape, but that since all we plow with is big tandem trucks, to take a tandem truck down that little, you know, narrow road isn't in the best interest of anybody. So we are going to maintain it, and in the wintertime when it does need plowing, Brad will take his smaller pickup truck, I assume.
Yeah, I use my pickup with, on that.
And plow it on behalf of the county. And this is the same, this intergovernmental agreement comes from the same intergovernmental agreement I have with Mahomet Township. They do all the plowing for Lake of the Woods, and Prairie View, and Tin Cup on our behalf. So this language has already been approved by the state's attorney through that intergovernmental agreement. All I did was copy and paste out of that intergovernmental agreement and put in this particular road that we're talking about. So this resolution gives the county executive the authority to sign the intergovernmental agreement on behalf of the county so that we can get this done appropriately.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second, open for discussion.
Yeah.
Yes.
How did you come to find that this road was owned by the county?
Well, do you want me to...
He decided to start looking.
I decided to start doing some digging, and after going to the recorder's office and everything else, I could not find on the plat map or anything, or through my township records, yeah, of where there was ever an intergovernmental agreement or sure, jurisdictional change. And after calling down to Paris, they confirmed it. So.
Yep, it was never transferred, which I don't know why it wasn't.
Yeah. I was about to do a drainage project on it, and we started doing some digging before I actually started anything. It called Jeff. Yeah, I don't think he was very happy when he figured that one out.
Well, because I'm just thinking, I was reading, I think it was up in Chicago or something, there was a train derailment or something onto a road, and it took them like a day and a half to figure out
who owned it,
who owned the road. So. Yeah. Like, you know, maybe that's something that...
This is...
And so like, I assume it's a problem everywhere, if at least everywhere in Illinois, if not everywhere in the country.
Yeah, I don't know about the country, but there are definite little pieces of roads here and there, yeah, that some people think they're private, and then some people think they're township, and if it's a township road, the township's getting money from the state through their motor fuel tax allocation to take care of it. And then people go and they put a fence up across it because they think it's theirs. And then somebody gets mad because they can't use it. And then the state comes out and looks at it and says, you can't have a gate across that road because it's a public roadway. There's issues, yeah, like that arise from time to time.
I think a lot of the confusion on this one especially comes from Old Church Road was a county road at one time, and Staley Road was a township road.
I see.
And when they did the Staley Road project, they swapped Old Church for Staley Road.
Right.
And when they did that, I think that the old road commissioner and the old county engineer just did a handshake agreement on something, and nothing was ever recorded, so we have no clue.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, this seems like the kind of thing that would be useful to have in the county GIS system, although I understand that it would
That's how we figured it out, the GIS system.
Well, okay. The state maintains a system that's even more complicated than ours, and they have every public roadway in their kind of mapping system.
Okay.
So oftentimes we're unsure, honestly. I mean, our GIS is 99% accurate, but oftentimes we're unsure. And we have to call IDOT, and they have to go through their database and figure all that out.
So, since you're going into this intergovernmental agreement, who's going to own the road?
We still own it.
Why? I don't want any part of it.
You don't want it.
No.
He doesn't want it, and I can't force him to take it.
If it's being used as a private road.
Well, it's public because it services homes, and the public has always taken care of it.
Well, now, it looks to me like it kind of terminates.
It does dead end.
And
because it used to come back to Staley, and they took that chunk of the road out when they redid the roadway. We can't make it private. That's impossible.
Why not?
Who's going to buy it?
This is a very, very unique situation because where that road is, if you're looking at that map, where Staley Road is actually in the center, well, not in the center, but in a very large part of this piece of property, this farm ground. Mm-hmm. So when they did this, they had to buy more road.
But we owned that.
Correct.
Okay.
So you own the right-of-way clear up to the center of, you own all that right-of-way, and you have. The only way I think that you could ever make that private is to get all the homeowners to agree to that, and I don't think you can even ever do that.
Well, I kind of have a problem with kind of using public funds to service what is basically a private road.
But Chris, how many people drive down your street who don't live on your street?
Now, that's...
How do you force private individuals to buy a road?
Because that was the road before, sir. That was the road before.
Well, I don't think I can...
It wasn't their fault that they got cut off.
Well, I think we're being taken here by somebody cleverly figured out a way that the public is going to pay for maintenance of what amounts to a private road.
It's no different than having a cul-de-sac.
That was the existing road.
I get that.
The county moved it. So therefore, I don't know how you could go back on these people and make it a private drive after the county moved. You
can't make them buy.
And based on state statute, you have to provide ingress and egress to every piece of property along your roadway. There's like if somebody, let's say there's a 160 acres.
Because their property stops at that, the middle of that road.
Yeah. If there's 160 acres next to our county road and they subdivide it and make it 80 and 80, and now there's not a field entrance on the 80, the new 80, then we have to provide that for them to get in and out of their field.
Like, it's in the public interest to have everyone's road, everyone's house connected to the road.
Especially for safety.
Just to go this way, if you don't like that road, then I guess you could extend driveways, clear out to Staley Road, and you're going to have
That's going to be a disaster.
That's going to be a complete disaster.
Yeah. It's like, you know, how they put, sometimes they'll put frontage roads in.
Yeah.
Because you want one point of access to the road. You wouldn't want multiple points of access out on Staley Road because then you got people pulling on and off of a 55-mile-an-hour road.
Well, the roadway to the immediate south, I mean, the parcel to the immediate south has a...
Yep. But that's quite a distance from that intersection.
And that wasn't part of that subdivision.
That's not Staley at 55 miles an hour.
No, that's like a 70-mile-an-hour road.
Especially since we just redid it.
It is not a 70-mile-an-hour road. It's not posted 70 miles an hour.
But with
I understand.
Just saying.
With the Carl development and everything that's happening out there at the Curtis Interchange, that road, the traffic on that road is increasing every single day.
Tenfold.
Somehow or other, I think that these...
There's properties like that all over the county. And just this one is just the one that came up in front of us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no,
it's like,
it's either we're going to plow it or he's going to plow it, and I would prefer not to plow it, and this gives him the ability to plow it, because we can't take it off the books as a public roadway without the approval of, you know, five different homes, which they're not going to grant that.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing. I mean, we're going to have a 10,000-pound pickup truck snow plowing versus a 50,000-pound plow truck. It's going to save the maintenance of the road.
Yeah.
I mean, there's already three different garbage trucks that go up and down this road, and that's one of their biggest problems.
We should just agree on one garbage company.
No, you're really.
I've tried.
There's five of them.
I tried. And I will be abstaining from this one as well because it deals with my township.
Well, I'm kind of uncomfortable with this, and I
we're not changing anything.
Huh?
We're not changing anything. The road has been ours since, you know, the road was built. Mm-hmm. The only thing we're changing is who's going to plow it.
Okay. Just and I mean, I can send a bill for all the years that I maintained it.
That's a good idea. Who are you going to send it to?
Yeah, which committee's going to approve that bill? Indeed.
Okay. Any more discussion, Rich?
Well, I'm gonna. I think that the vote will carry, but I'm gonna vote against it so that it doesn't show up on the consent agenda, because I think that this is kind of a. Sounds like a deep-rooted problem, and
this is an anomaly. This isn't something that's we have in very many places.
How many of these do you think we have?
Two. We have one in Mahomet Township because when they rebuilt Prairie View and they did the interchange, there's a little roadway that goes up next to. It's kind of like a side road or a frontage road along. And that remained a county highway.
Well, if there's only two in the county, okay.
If this isn't going on the consent, please be there because I'm going to be on a big boat, so you can explain it. Because I'm not canceling my trip for that.
No, I won't screw up your trip.
Oh no, you wouldn't anyway.
Well, I'll text you.
Yeah, we'll bring you in on Facebook.
All right. Well, I'll since there's only the two, I'll go along here.
All right. Call the vote then, eh?
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Okay. All right. So we have one more. This is the one that is distributed to you today. Harwood Township is petitioning the county. For funds to replace a very large box culvert. You can see the map there. It's just north and west of Gifford. This culvert developed a hole in it, and actually he had to shut the thing down, the Township Highway Commissioner. It's 2 6x6 box culverts. We're going to replace it with a 12x6 single box culvert. That's a big one. That's a big one. We're going to take that middle wall out of it because it's actually catching debris when it comes down through there. So $40,000 total cost to replace. It's a 50-50 project. We'll provide the culvert on behalf of Harwood Township like we do with all townships, and they'll do the physical work to have the culvert placed underneath the roadway.
So moved.
Okay, why is it saying $40,000?
Yeah. That's the right number.
Okay.
Yep. It's a big one. Usually they're like 10 or 12,000, but this is a 6x12 box culvert. So
That's huge.
It's a massive structure.
Okay. We had a motion on the floor.
Yeah, Brad. And then who did we get a second from?
Hi. We're the second.
Open for discussion. Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Item 14, just a quick discussion because it came up when we closed that bridge just west of Homer about how we're doing bridge projects. And we've got a lot of bridge projects. I'm the first one to admit that. There's a lot of bridges that were that were built 50 to 60 years ago that are coming to the usable end of their life. And my opinion is that we should close the road, close everything and do it, because it costs a lot less. Usually it's 60% or more to do a bridge half at a time. It actually extends the time by, you know, multiple days or months in order to try to do it half at a time. But we've got these two up on Dewey Fisher Road that are obviously going to cause some traffic to be diverted onto township roads. And I've already talked to the Condit Township Highway Commissioner about trying to get his road up to snuff so that it's able to handle the traffic that's diverted off of it. And Brad knows when we do things like this, we typically, you know, we'll help the township any way we can with rock or, you know, our own forces or whatever to try to make sure that their roadway is brought back up to the level, at least the level it was at before we started the project. But I just don't think it's in our best interest as a county, with the amount of funds that we receive and the amount of projects we need to do to do bridges half at a time. It's just, and oftentimes it's not even feasible, especially with these precast deck structures. Once you cut the tie bar that ties all those beams together, you lose the structural integrity because they're acting as single beams now instead of one structure and one gigantic slab. So I just wanted to make sure you guys as a group and gals as a group were on board with doing that, because we're probably going to get some questions again when we close Dewey Fisher Road. I'm wanting to bid that project in October so that we can start in April and have it done before the harvest comes in next year. And that's the way we will try to continue to plan projects, you know, that are going to disrupt traffic on a roadway that has heavy traffic, if at all possible. The one on Homer, we just couldn't make that happen because of the timeline and the different things we had to do.
They really want to talk to you.
I think that when I...
Will you do all the projects on Dewey Fisher Road at the same time?
There's two. That's why we're doing both of them at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. And there is a house actually in between them, but there is a township road out to the east that allow them to get out. So one could argue that if somebody had a heart attack in that house and there was emergency services that had to get there, they would be delayed by a few minutes because they wouldn't be able to go directly up or down Dewey Fisher Road. Yeah. But anyway, I didn't.
Well, you're doing this because, doggone it, the bridge is unsafe.
Right.
And
you're never going to make everybody happy.
You know? No, you're not.
And you're trying to do it in a quick and efficient manner.
Well, I just wanted to make sure everybody was kind of on the same page with that line of thinking, so that if it comes up this time, I can say with, you know, certainty that this is the way we're going to continue and plan to do projects, unless there's some overwhelming circumstance.
Yes.
The only time we've ever done one half at a time was Lincoln Avenue out there by Max Recycling.
Oh, yeah.
There wasn't, and that's before we built new Lincoln Avenue. There wasn't really any other way to get in and out of, you know, and there's a lot of trucks and a lot of people going in and out up there. So we did do that one half at a time when we did it. But that's the only one that we've done in my 15-year tenure where we didn't close the road and do it all in one shot. And that was actually a joint project with the city of Urbana. And that was at their request, and they paid a good portion of the money to do the project. So I couldn't really deny that request. So, all right. It seems like everybody's on the same page as far as how we're doing business there. So we can move on to 15. The October meeting is scheduled for the 11th, and I'm going to be out of town on the 11th, so I was hoping that we could move that meeting to October 4th instead of October 11th, so that I could be in attendance. So I don't know if you need a vote on that or how you guys handle that. I think typically you vote on that.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor, say
aye. Aye.
Under other business before you, we don't have any closed session minutes, right, Michelle? Those did not come, so we don't have to review those. Just FYI, the Sydney slab, which I've been talking about redoing in meetings here for the next over the last year or so. We actually received a $2 million grant award for highway safety improvement program dollars on that roadway. So we're looking to do that in 2021. So it would be similar to Dewey Fisher or Monticello Road, where we'll buy right away, we'll widen the ditches, we'll pave the shoulders, put in rumble strips, do a cold in place recycling of the underneath asphalt, put a fresh asphalt top on it, do the drainage structures underneath the roadway that need to be replaced or extended. So it'll be I'm guessing it's about 4.2 miles. It'll probably be $4.5 million to do a job like that, but we got $2 million of it through this Highway Safety Improvement Program grant. So we'll be moving forward doing the surveying and trying to get all the right-of-way plats drawn up over the next winter and spring, and hopefully be able to do that project in 2021 if everything works out right and we can get everybody on board, get all the right-of-way. Okay. So that was my other business item that I wanted to bring to your attention, because there will be a resolution coming in the near future.
You are a busy lady.
And that's all I have, Madam Chair.
Okay. Well, the chair doesn't have a report. Being designated for closed session minutes. We do them all, wouldn't we?
Yes. They've all been unanimous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there anything else that the committee wanted to discuss? Okay, see you now. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Roll to quick.
Great job.
Good day.
Thanks, John. See you, man.
Better call highway that person back. They need
National Highway Month.
New uniform?
Yeah.